back to another fun week of the Billy Manning Show. This week, I have a friend of mine hanging out with me today. His name is Brian. He was on here before to talk about photography when we were vacationing in Tennessee. And now today, we're going to talk about wrestling. So let's just get into it. You and I have different like starts to wrestling, obviously. When did you first hear about, learn about wrestling? Like, what was your first... What was your first time like?
Well, I first started watching TNA, actually. I was just flipping channels one day, and I came across it. I didn't change it. It looked interesting, and I just started liking it. That was probably back in early 2000s.
Now, did anybody talk about it first so you knew what it was, or did you just accidentally bump into it?
I just accidentally bumped into it. I didn't really know many people that liked it.
Was that when it was called Total Nonstop Action and it was like no commercials, hardly, it was all wrestling? There was like no...
Well, there was commercials, it was called TNA.
But there was like a lot of wrestling and not much like interviews. It was mostly just matches. I'm trying to think who the talent would have been. Who were some of the names that you would have seen?
Like AJ Styles is probably the main one that I really liked. He's my guy. But then I liked Samoa Joe. They had Bobby Roode, or he was called Robert Roode at that time.
Wasn't he with – he was with the tag team.
Yeah, he was with, James Storm.
Beer Money.
Yeah, with Beer Money.
I love those two together.
They had LAX, Team 3D, or as WWE people know them, as the Dudley Boys. There was a lot of others. Oh, Sting was on there.
Dude, I remember my dad got mad. He wanted to record the episode. That was before DVR time. You had to put the VHS tape in and record it. Well, we had a new VCR. It didn't work right. It wasn't set up properly or anything, so I couldn't record it. So I just had to tell him what happened. But Sting came in, said he goes, I'm here to say goodbye, you know, and he left. And then they did that storyline where Jeff Jarrett went to his house and was watching him and his family. And then Steve Borden was out of character, but he said, you tell Jeff Jarrett I'll be there, because Jeff Jarrett sent a guy to spy on him.
Yeah.
I remember. Did you watch during that time? Like, that was when Sting first came back.
That might have been a little bit before started.
Because I think that was like 06, 07, 05, 06, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But that might have been a little bit before.
Yeah, so you were an AJ Styles guy. I was more of a Sting fan. What was it about AJ Styles you like? Because as we know now in WWE, the guy puts on main event matches with anybody he wrestles with.
He just had that creativity, and he you can tell the moves that he does. He doesn't fake it. Like, that's just raw talent. He's one of those guys. Like, I don't even think he has to have those pre matches before the show starts. But I just hate that WWE bans him from using some moves.
Now, I remember. I was living in Danville at the time. You and Jack came up. We were watching the Royal Rumble. It was the year one versus all. Roman was champion. He came out at number one. He was defending the title, you know, in the Rumble. And AJ came out at number three. And we jumped off the couch. Me, you, and Jack were loud. I can't imagine in that arena. They said people were going crazy in there. It didn't. You heard music, some weird music. You didn't see the screen right away. They showed Roman in the ring reacting, and he was like looking at the screen or whatever, and it didn't show us right away. We were like, why is everybody cheering? And then all of a sudden, I Am Phenomenal, AJ Styles came out. And what were your thoughts?
Once I saw them show the person and him having a hood down, I knew it was him, because that was kind of his entrance back in TNA. And I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't stop screaming.
When you look at how they handled AJ's debut, a lot of times you worry that when they bring a star in, sometimes you're not going to treat them right. I felt like they didn't do that with AJ. They actually gave him – like, he was champion pretty quick.
Yeah, he was. He was one of those wild cards. Like, he's like one talent in a million.
What do you think it is – the wrestling now, the problem I'm seeing – they have the talent. They don't have the best characters. Back in the day, a lot of people had these larger-than-life characters. But guys like The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Stone Cold, Rock, like we just watched. What do you think WWE, I still like watching the pay-per-views. I don't watch every week like I used to, but what do you think they could do to make the show better?
They need better characters, first off, and not to mention they need to let the wrestlers do their own stuff. Because, like, they could be creative when they want to. And I think it might be, make it better.
I do think that the character creativity, the talent's there. But guys like Ricochet, he could be main event if they gave him an actual character. And a lot of these NXT people come up to the main roster and they just aren't treated well. Like, I remember when Aleister Black came up. It was like, oh my God. And then they kind of, he's a weird random heel. And they won't let him go back to NXT. But then Asuka, when she came up, she was undefeated for almost, I want to say like 3 years. And she came up and everybody was like, oh my God, this is cool, because she won the Women's Royal Rumble. She remained undefeated. And then at WrestleMania, they had her lose to Charlotte. And I was like, I like Charlotte, but why are you letting Asuka not even get her first title before the streak ends? She should have won the title, held it to the next WrestleMania, and then dropped it, in my opinion. I think they could have handled that betterly. I don't like the streaks ending. Sometimes, like with the Taker streak, that should never have ended, in my opinion. But with Asuka, it should have ended. But I think they should have. She should have won the title. Now, not okay. What we were talking earlier about Shinsuke Nakamura. What do you think? He won the Rumble. I want to say it was 2018. He won the Rumble, and he came out pretty early and won. And then he lost to AJ and went heel. What do you think they could have done differently with that?
They could have did a lot better. Like, it'd been fine if you lost, but don't turn them heel after they – what would they do, a handshake or a hug, I think they did?
Yes. And it was – remember, Asuka and Nakamura, it was the first Women's Rumble. Asuka won, and then Ronda came out and stole her thunder a little bit. And then Nakamura won. So you had two Japanese stars finally win the Rumble, and they both lose at WrestleMania that year. I like seeing at least one of the Rumble winners win the title.
Yeah, I agree. But Ronda, she should have came out there and stole Asuka's thunder. If anything, if they wanted her to have her return the next night on Raw.
We're talking about Ronda Rousey right now. When the fans started booing Ronda, you know what they should have done? Instead of Ronda getting mad, Ronda should have come out and just started being a heel. She should start, you know, like, let's say she wins by submission, not breaking the submission for a while, beating up people with chairs, sneak attacking. If you're going to boo somebody, then the person getting booed should be taken off TV for a while and then be repackaged. It's like, okay, you're going to boo me, then I'm going to be the meanest heel in WWE. You know who I think has done the best heel work in the last year in WWE?
No.
Bayley.
She has.
When she destroyed her wacky inflatable arm flailing Bayley buddies, I thought that was like the best thing. And then she had the Karen, they called it the Karen haircut. Like I'm going to speak to a manager, but you haven't watched yet the Bayley on the network, but Bayley, the fans were telling her, oh, she's too nice. She shouldn't be a face anymore. And then she was a heel and they were complaining like, no, this is great. Like I felt like she has done like right now she's still in her prime, but I feel like the heel character of Bayley was awesome, man. What did you think of the heel Bayley turn?
It was really the pinpoint of her career, because, man, right after that, she became champion. She was champion for, like, what, 300-plus days?
Over a year.
Yeah.
And then she finally lost Hell in a Cell to Sasha, and that was a heck of a match.
It was. It was one of the best women matches I've seen lately.
Well, see, Sasha, I like better as a heel or just a face that doesn't care. With Bayley, I liked her as a face, but I also like her better as a heel. So you thought she was made pretty good with the heel role then?
Yeah, she was really good.
Okay. We're going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to wrap up the episode. We're going to talk about who we thought had the best 2020. All right, guys, we're back, and we're going to talk about who we thought had the best 2020. Let's start with the tag teams. What did you think? Name a team. The tag team from 2020 that you thought had a good year. Do you have anybody?
Street Profits. They were really good, especially when they came up.
You know, with the Street Profits, they get on the microphone and they can hype up the match. They were incredible. I think you're going to see them as multiple time tag champs eventually. Their athleticism, what they can do in the ring, the skills on the mic, they're great. I mean, I would say they probably had the best 2020.
I believe they did.
So the Street Profits were good. The New Day, kind of a weird year for them. You had Xavier get injured. Big E started a solo run.
Kofi got injured.
Kofi got injured. It was just Big E. And then, we have to talk about it now. Back in 2019, we had what was called Kofi Mania. Really good run for Kofi Kingston. But it's weird now that he's back with like the tag team pitcher, because I still see him as that main event guy.
Yeah.
And they have him as a tag team, which is fine. But Big E, I think he's an Intercontinental Champion now. I think he could be somebody that could become a main event guy.
I believe so. But the one thing I like on Kofi was they had this, a few month run or so. They ended it so quickly with Brock beating him in 7 seconds or whatever it was.
Now, don't get me wrong. Brock Lesnar's going to sell some tickets. He's going to have a lot of more people watching the product. I respect the guy for what he's done for the business, but he didn't need that squash victory. What, you know what they could have done? Here's how I would have done it. I would have had Brock hit the F5. Kofi falls out of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Brock's laughing. Kofi can't beat me. I would have had Kofi made a comeback, hit a couple of his finishers, have Brock kick out a couple of times, have Brock hit him with another F5, but Brock's too worn out to pin him. Kofi gets his foot on the rope. Match goes 15, 20 minutes. Those two could have had a good match together.
They could have.
I hated that it was a squash match.
Yeah, I never liked squash matches.
It wasn't that also the first night SmackDown was on Fox? Wasn't that their first?
I believe it was.
And that was the main event of the show that was supposed to convince people that have never watched wrestling before to stay with the product? Come on.
Come on, don't have squash matches.
The only time I'm okay with a squash match is if it's a heel who is talking trash every week and then gets his butt kicked in 10 seconds. Then it's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is.
Someone like a Baron Corbin. King Corbin. Mm-hmm. If King Corbin talked trash and then Roman beats him with one spear, that's kind of funny. But I like to watch the people work. Unless they're injured, I want to see a 15, 20-minute match. So I thought that was handled pretty poorly. So that's pretty much the tag team division. We talked about the Viking Raiders. They're a good team. One of them got injured. Was it Ivar?
I don't remember which one it was.
But he's out for surgery. And one of them's married to Sarah Logan,
mm-hmm.
who's pregnant. She's about to have her.
Yeah, I think she's in her last month or so.
Yeah. It was kind of disappointing that they released her. I thought she was a lot more talented than what they gave her credit for.
She really was. She could have really did something, especially with the Riot Squad back together. Besides her, they could have really made something if she came back.
We're on the women's division now. We started the year off, Becky successfully defending her title against Asuka at the Rumble. She went into Mania as champion, beat Shayna, and then left shortly after to announce she was pregnant. And then Asuka won the belt in the Money in the Bank match. She thought it was for the Money in the Bank briefcase, but the belt was actually inside. So she won the belt, the championship. So Becky had a great run in 2019, changed the industry for women. She outsold all the men for the first time ever in WWE history. She sold more t-shirts than any man ever did that year. Everybody was a Becky fan. You'd watch the show, half the fans. She got cheered about as heavy as Daniel Bryan did when he had his Yes run. So Becky had a good start. Then she left. So you lost some star power. So all summer, Becky and Sasha, in my opinion, carried the women's division. Because who else do you have? Nia, I believe, was injured for a while. Charlotte was out for surgery. Who else? Zelina Vega had a few matches before they released her. Lacey Evans, they still haven't quite figured out how to use her. I will say Bianca Belair is my pick for this year's Royal Rumble because she's on fire right now.
She really is.
I would like to see her and Sasha tear down a Mania.
That would be really good to see.
Or, damn it. Sasha's the SmackDown Women's Champion. On Raw, it's
Asuka.
Asuka, thank you.
You can't even think of it.
I can't remember who it was. Bianca and Asuka would be a good match, too.
That would be.
I think Charlotte, I hope Charlotte. Charlotte might get a rematch at Asuka, but this time Asuka might hold it out, hopefully. Charlotte always, we give her crap. Very talented. What she can do in the ring is amazing. I just don't like that she's won so many titles so quick, but I respect what she's done for the women's division. That moonsault is perfect. Like, when she hits that moonsault, I haven't seen. Another name to Asuka's obviously always competitive. Rhea Ripley. You know, we don't know. She might get brought up to the main roster soon.
Yeah, you never know.
We saw that match at WrestleMania with her. Oh, my God.
With Charlotte, yeah, that was a really good match.
That had to be one of the best women matches I've ever seen, besides NXT War Games, which Dakota Kai kicks some butt. And what Io Shirai is another name that could come up and help out. And we saw Kairi Sane retire from WWE, not officially right now, but she did go back to Japan because she got married. So I don't expect to see her. Other than like shows in Japan, I don't expect to see her in a wrestling ring for WWE anymore, which sucked because when she came in, she was so popular. Because I remember her and Ember Moon were the two I thought were real. Ember had a career-threatening injury. She returned at NXT. And then Kairi Sane was one with that insane elbow. She got sky high on that, like the Macho Man. I thought she was going to be someone big, but they put her in the tag team with Asuka, which worked. But she just never had that solo run I wanted her to have. So with the women's division, what do you think? Do you think they need to bring up more people?
Well, they're probably not as many women out there right now, so they might need to.
I think they need to bring up Mia Yim. Of course, if you know her by her different name.
Yeah, as Jade from TNA.
See, I never saw her in TNA.
Which right now she is on Raw.
Now, she's dating Keith Lee.
I believe so.
Now let's transfer over to the men. Keith Lee, double champ in NXT, gave up the championships to come to the main roster, and then they haven't. He came out and manhandled Brock Lesnar in the Rumble before he was eliminated with him and Braun at the same time by Brock. Keith Lee is a guy to watch. Even though they've kind of messed up a little bit with him, I still think he's going to be a big star.
They really have pushed him, what I can tell.
Yeah.
They even had that title match, even though he lost, they had that title match against Drew McIntyre.
2020 was the year of Drew McIntyre. We had no fans allowed. Drew was on fire. Still is. When he has that title, I believe it. Like, he actually is a real champion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very few guys could do what he could do to be stay motivated. No fans. Another guy I've been watching is Kevin Owens. That guy has so much energy when he goes out there.
He's got a lot of talent. Oh, my God. I think he's going to do something really well.
I hope so. Roman Reigns, of course, is the current champion on SmackDown over there. Really good character. I like the Tribal Chief thing. He is a real heel. I think he's doing well. He had to cheat to beat Drew. That got him some heat. I like the way they're doing that. Uso, they stepped him up. Who else are we got big? Andrade, they have not used him very good at all in 2020.
Well, he hasn't been on TV for a while.
I like him. He's one I respect a lot. Angel Garza is another talented guy.
Only thing I don't like about him is him ripping his pants off all the time.
That's weird.
Just stupid.
Is he a male gigolo or a wrestler, you know?
I don't know. He could be a stripper. I don't know.
Yeah. Dominic Mysterio, we got to see him. The kid has talent.
He does have talent.
I am hoping that him and Murphy become a tag team for a while to kind of help get him some more experience. Murphy's another one that has talent.
He really does. I could see him as champion one day.
Him and Aleister had some hard-hitting matches. Aleister beat him every time, but they had some hard-hitting matches.
Yeah, it could have gone either way.
Seth Rollins is out right now. Congratulations, by the way, to Becky and Seth on their first daughter. They had their first kid recently. And so that's really exciting for them. I hope that they are able to take some time off and enjoy the family time. But when Seth comes back, I want him to be a good guy again.
I do.
I don't. Here's the problem. Before, when he was a heel, he was that weasel with the authority that had every Raw started with 30 minutes with him just talking with Triple H and Jamie Noble and Mercury, and I hated it.
Yeah, they wasted so much TV time because of that.
That's another thing. If you're going to have a 3-hour show, get more matches on the show.
Yeah, because they have the numbers and the talent to do it. If anything, bring in some of these guys that don't wrestle as much and put some matches in. how they could even have some storylines in there.
You know, another thing that kept me laughing in 2020 was the 24/7, 7-Eleven, 48/7, I-95, champion, R-Truth. He's like a 50-time something champion now.
I think it's almost 60 now.
They said he needs to get to 69. They said they need to call it the roll-up championship.
The roll-up championship?
Because a lot of times they just roll him up and pin him.
That's pretty much all they do.
Every now and then someone will get hit with a chair or something. But it's fun. It's entertaining.
I remember they actually watched the matches. They had an actual match in the ring.
I like it when they have the segments, but I would like to see an actual match where, say, it's R-Truth against Tozawa, and they wrestle for 10 minutes, and then it's a hard-fought match. R-Truth barely wins, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Michael Cole hits him with the chair and pins him.
The one time I did like kind of like I thought it was funny. Let me see if I remember which wrestler it was. They were on an airplane, and I think it was Jinder Mahal was actually the champion, and he just told everyone to shush up, and he pinned him on the airplane.
I saw that. It was funny.
And he was still asleep.
One thing I think they can do better, the way they're using legends. I don't like when they use legends to bury the current talent. They need to use legends to help the current talent.
Yeah, they need more like a mentor like or to teach them.
Like Drew and Hogan posing together was pretty cool.
That was.
Goldberg's back. He said Drew is being disrespectful. I don't know how. It doesn't make any sense for the story. Drew's not a heel. I hope Drew beats Goldberg at Rumble. I like Goldberg, but I don't understand the storyline.
Yeah, really not. There's really no reason to even put him in the match besides him getting the WWE title because he hasn't held it yet. But there's really no reason besides that.
I think WWE, it's weird. They'll have a good pay-per-view, but then the next night on Raw, it sucks.
Yeah, so they need to make it balanced.
What they need to do is go back to the old school booking where you have three or four guys sitting around throwing ideas out. Okay, here's an idea. I'll tell you my idea real quick. Daniel Bryan's my pick to win the Royal Rumble this year for the men, finally, hopefully, because him and Roman would be a good WrestleMania match. But here, do you have a pick yet?
Not yet.
Okay, because we don't know who's in it. I'm not looking. I have to stay off the internet, by the way. Do not spoil it. I work the weekend of the Royal Rumble, so I have to wait until that Tuesday night to watch it. I'll be off for WrestleMania, like always, to watch it live. So here's my storyline idea. Have Jeff Hardy come out to the ring and say, you know, I've overcome alcohol, I've overcome drugs, but it won't mean anything if I cannot get another title shot. So have a battle royal. Jeff Hardy barely wins. Have Vince come out, clap, and say, good job, Jeff. You have qualified for the Royal Rumble match, and you can prove yourself to everybody by coming out at number one. And so have Jeff come out at number one, get the hell beat out of him. He gets like thrown through a table and then comes back and wins the whole match. And then have Jeff and Roman. Roman comes out and says, look at me. I'm a champion. Look how strong I am. You're tiny. You're skinny. There's no way anybody like you can beat me. And then you have your WrestleMania match. And then Jeff kicks out of the spear. You know, maybe he goes out of the ring and then have Jeff win it. The only thing I'm worried about is I heard Miz got his briefcase back.
Yes, he did.
I think he might cash in and win a Royal Rumble.
Which was kind of stupid. He was like, I've never cashed in. No, John Morrison cashed in.
I think Miz might cash in and pin Drew McIntyre. If Drew beats Goldberg, I think Miz might cash in on Drew.
Well, he wants to go versus Roman, but that's up to him.
So, for closing thoughts here, guys, WWE has talent, but they don't always use them right. Like, okay, if it was me and you doing Raw, let's say I'm on at Raw 1 week. Instead of doing a 20-minute promo, unless it's a title build, what I would do is a 10 or 15-minute match with two of the guys that are lower on the card or the two of the women. So you get more people. My goal would be to have everybody on screen once every 2 weeks. So your champion's going to be on every episode. In a short promo, like Drew McIntyre should be on every Monday Night Raw. But yes. Then you're like, who are some guys? Cedric Alexander. He should be on the show every 2 weeks in a match. they should, if you're going to have a 3 hour show, actually do something with it. There was one episode of Raw in 3 hours. They had about 40 minutes of wrestling.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So WWE needs to go back to being a wrestling show. I know it's called World Wrestling Entertainment, but I miss the days like when Edge came back and Orton had that really good Last Man Standing match. I miss the days of a story being told in a match. AEW does it. The Cody stuff with AEW was awesome. I heard they did a really good tribute show to Brody Lee.
Oh, they really did. That's the one thing I hate about WWE that 1 week. All they did was they put a little message on. They didn't even do a 10-bell salute or anything.
They had a network I haven't watched yet, an hour and 56 minutes tribute to him. It's called Luke Harper's Best Moments.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But I think they should at least have the 10-bell salute at least. And I'll have to watch that, see how good that is.
I will too. They had a story. The New Day also did a episode about him because they were friends with him. I stood within 3 feet of him one time. I was in Springfield with Dusty. We were in line to get into the convention center. Dusty won the drawing for the free tickets to the second row of the house show in Springfield, Illinois. And what happened was we were outside waiting in line. Luke Harper sitting there eating his cheeseburger, you know. We just kind of gave him a quick nod because we didn't want to bother him because he was eating before the show. And Big E was also standing right next to him, and they were just joking around a little bit. And I have a friend of mine that runs an actual wrestling promotion in Springfield, at Pinfall Wrestling Association. I was supposed to work for sound, but every time I always have to work or something. So I'm going to try to get more involved with wrestling. But I just want to get to a wrestling show, man. I want us to get back to normal so we can go see some WWE stuff.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Springfield, I don't care where it is. The Springfield crowd, it might not be on TV, but they are wild. There was a show in St. Louis that was so quiet. The fans were not into it. But in Springfield, those fans are loud.
Yeah, they were pretty loud.
But I'm waiting to get to a show. Brian and I, if you didn't know, we actually were supposed to be at WrestleMania in Tampa last year. And COVID happened. The show got canceled. The meet and greet at the Fan Access got canceled. We were planning on doing a lot. So I'm hoping that this year or next year, whenever it is, I'm hoping we get to go to WrestleMania again because we know it's going to be fun. And plus, Brian and I, neither one have been to Florida, I don't think. We are going to go down to Florida and check it all out. And that'll be an episode on here at some point, our trip. Take it easy, guys. That's all I have for this week. Stay safe. And you can hear the sound of my awesome voice every week in your car while you're sleeping or just to annoy the hell out of people who don't like me.
And if you don't like it, we have two words for you. Suck it!
Damn!